This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. On Thursday, Tuscola County Commissioners learned that the magistrate is retiring. Commissioners approved Circuit Judge Amy Grace Gearhart's request to appoint attorney Alexandra Huntley as the new 71B District Court Magistrate, who will be replacing Joseph A. Van Auken of Cass City, who became the magistrate back in 2001. As a magistrate, Huntley will handle arraignments, set bonds, preside over preliminary examinations for various criminal cases, and much more. And commissioners also approved other court-related matters, including the $4,441 purchase of a widescreen television and a rolling cart to be used in court to prevent evidence during jury trials. Van Auken graduated from the Thomas Cooley Law School in 1990 and was a private practicing attorney until he took over the magistrate position. Van Auken, as well as his wife Kate, who is the White Pine Library Cooperative Director, have two children together. And another news for today. In preparation to adopt the proposed 2026 through 2027 budget, the Otter Lake Village Council approved several funding transfers during this month's meeting. The transfers, which are routine, were necessary to balance the accounts so that the 2025 budget could be closed out before the next fiscal year starts. Once that's done, the council has with that being done, the council also adopted the 2026 through 2027 budget and set the proposed millage levies at the highest allowed rate under that, which will support the budget. The millage rates are estimates because the funding will not be officially known until June when the assessor is done with his work. Clerk Terry Gill explained, quote, "We anticipate a small decrease this year from last year's rates. The operational millage was 9.96580, which was a decrease of 0.0015 from the year prior. And the street millage was 1.49860 mils, which was a decrease of 0.0014 from the year before." During the meeting, Clerk Gill also noted that the village received a revised estimate of the 2026 state revenue sharing budget for streets, which is lower than the earlier estimate that was received in October of 2025. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Fairhaven Township Board of Trustees will be conducting their annual meeting at 5:45 p.m. on March the 19th with the public hearing on the proposed 2026 through 2027 budget to be at 6 p.m. During a review of finances to prepare for the budget hearing, approval was given to increase clerk Shauna Beachy's pay from $12,350 to $16,200 annually, and Assessor Valerie McCallum's wage was increased from $23,049 to $23,510. The other board members did not request a pay increase, but approval was given to increase Police Chief Ward Carter's wages from $28.98 to an even $29 per hour. And on Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day, his pay will also increase from $43.47 to $43.50 an hour. Also, an increase of $75 for each fire department officer was approved, which is about an extra $3,350 each to be paid semi-annually. And another news for today. A lot of time, effort, and money has gone into renovations and preservation of the old Hadley Township Hall. The hall was built in 1884 at 3551 Hadley Road and has had several repairs and some renovations done over the years. But this last effort to restore a part of the township's history was rather extensive, costing about $100,000. To show off all of the renovations that have been done, there will be an open house from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 28th, with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at noon. The township built a new hall as well back in 2003 at 4293 Pratt Road. And until the new office was done, the Board of Trustees had to keep their township records in their own homes and even worked from home as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.